This is a recast of the 2400-word piece, What Are the Best Ways to Keep Fish Pond Clean? From Midwest Pond Features. This article discusses natural methods to control and prevent pond algae growth and maintain a healthy pond ecosystem. Let's listen in.
The article talks about the best ways to keep a fish pond clean and healthy. It's important to understand the different types of algae found in ponds, what causes this algae growth, and the risks associated with an algae overgrowth.
That's right. Single-cell algae can make a pond water appear green and cloudy, while phyllomantis algae grow in long strands and can form dense mats on the water surface. String algae are long, green, hair-like strands that can become tangled around plants and other objects in the pond.
The article explains that several factors can contribute to excessive algae growth, such as overfeeding, a lack of oxygen, and inadequate filtration systems. Excess nutrients, such as nitrogen and phosphorus, can also contribute to an overgrowth of algae.
Right. An overgrowth of algae can block sunlight and reduce oxygen levels in the pond, leading to fish kills and the release of toxins that can harm aquatic organisms. It's important to take steps to control and prevent algae growth in order to keep a healthy pond ecosystem.
Yes, and the article suggests several natural methods for controlling and preventing pond algae. Adding beneficial bacteria to the pond can help balance the ecosystem and reduce the amount of algae in the water. Barley straw releases compounds that inhibit string algae growth as it decomposes, while introducing natural pond algae eaters such as koi and goldfish can help control algae growth.
Aquatic plants can also be an effective way to compete with algae for nutrients. Floating plants such as lotus and water lilies provide shade for the pond, while submerged plants like anacharis and hornwort can digest excess nutrients and compete with algae for resources.
That's right. These natural methods can help maintain a healthy pond ecosystem without resorting to harmful chemicals.
That's right. That's when mechanical and chemical treatments can come in. For example, installing a pump and filter system can help keep pond water clear and reduce the amount of algae in the water. A skimmer can also be useful for removing debris from the water's surface before it can sink and contribute to organic buildup.
However, chemical treatments are risky and should only be used as a last resort. They can harm fish, aquatic life, and beneficial bacteria.
Absolutely. Natural methods such as adding beneficial bacteria or natural algae eaters are preferable. Improper organic matter management is essential for maintaining a healthy and clean fish pond.
That's right. Properly feeding fish, removing organic debris, and regularly cleaning the pond can help reduce the risk of algae growth. Plus, monitoring water quality parameters is also extremely important to ensure a healthy environment for fish.
That's true. Maintaining clear pond water is also key to having healthy fish. If your pond water is cloudy or brown, it could be due to external debris washing in, tannins from leaves, or overfeeding your fish.
To prevent this, you can use a flocculant or place an extra fine filter mat in your skimmer. You can also trim nearby plants and trees, use a pond net during the fall to remove debris, and avoid overfeeding your fish.
And if you ever need extra help with pond maintenance, contact Midwest Pond Features and Landscape near you for professional assistance.